Video never lies.
It was a snow day on the hill. If you have goals, you're probably kicking up some dust, kicking up your heels if you have a bunch of it. A record high for gold and a very dismal day for the dollar. I'll explain that. Oil prices, by the way, near a high for the year. So that's another interesting twist when we talk about the economic realities of what's going on abroad and closer to home. There is no doubt, though, that health care reform, the biggest thing going in D.C., the vote, 14-9. We're talking about these committees coming together and the vote by the Senate Finance Committee. Olympia Snow, the Republican from Maine, decided to part with some of her colleagues and back a bill that includes a health care cooperative, an individual mandate, meaning, hey, the employers aren't going to get slammed, but it's you, baby. You have to have health care coverage or you're going to get a fine. For a family, that's about $1,500 extra you'll have to pay the IRS if you can't afford health care. And the price tag, of course, $829 billion. On the upside, can't deny coverage due to pre-existing conditions. But what ultimately does that mean for premiums? It depends on the way you look at it. Certainly the Democrats say thumbs up. This is a win-win, and it's bipartisan. And Olympia Snow deciding to side with the Democrats is obviously huge for this push, but still a long way to go. We're talking about five separate bills, weeks, probably months before anything would become official. And there still is a chance, although this bill doesn't include it, that the public option could worm its way in. Here's what the Prez had to say.
Today we reached a critical milestone in our effort to reform our health care system. After many months of thoughtful deliberation, the fifth and final committee responsible for health care reform has passed a proposal that has both Democratic and Republican support. This effort was made possible by the tireless efforts of Chairman Max Baucus and the other members of the Senate Finance Committee. It's a product of vigorous debate and difficult negotiations. After the consideration of hundreds of amendments, it includes ideas from both Democrats and Republicans, which is why it enjoys the support of people from both parties. And I want to particularly thank Senator Olympia Snow for both the political courage and the seriousness of purpose that she's demonstrated throughout this process. Now, this bill is not perfect, and we have a lot of difficult work ahead of us. There's still significant details and disagreements to be worked out over the next several weeks as the five separate bills from the Senate and the House are merged into one proposal. But I do believe the work of the Senate Finance Committee has brought us significantly closer to achieving the core objectives I laid out early in September. Most importantly, this bill goes a long way towards offering security to those who have insurance and affordable options for those who don't. It reins in some of the worst practices of the insurance industry, like the denial of coverage due to pre-existing conditions. It also sets up an insurance exchange that will make coverage affordable for those who don't currently have it.
All right, so those supporting this version of the bill, very happy. You can hear the president obviously giving praise to Baucus for his efforts and specifically pointing out Olympia Snow as well. But this is a far way from being passed, to say the least. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, the name of the show. We're definitely going to chop this one up forwards and backwards and fill you in on a lot of other things that are going on around the country and elsewhere. And coming up in another 10 minutes, can we relax? Are you one of those people, probably like me, that has a hard time relaxing, where you just take a breath, smell the roses, that kind of thing? How can we smell the roses when we're all so bloody worried? That's my question. Anyway, we're having somebody on that might be able to show us how to do that. Certainly, Senator Snow is not relaxing. She's getting slammed by the GOP, obviously, and praised by the president and other Democrats who felt like she did the right thing. As I said, 14-9 was the vote in the Senate Finance Committee. So she bucked her own leadership on what clearly is the most high-profile thing that's going on, as I said, this year on the Hill in Congress. So this is the first key to remaking health care. You know my opinion on this. The problem is it sounds good, but it ain't good. Because when you dig a little bit further, it's the price tag. It's the cost. Yes, we need health care reform. It's what we keep saying over and over again. There is no question about that. I don't think anybody is in disagreement there, right? But the problem is still with nothing on really with teeth in it for the insurance companies. It's you and I who have to pay. Imagine the person who can barely scrape by to have a roof over their head. We're not talking about a guy fresh out of college who wants to party down and drink a few more kegs at his buddy's house or party or whatever, or hang out till closing time. So they're going to forego because they're in great shape health care. We're talking about people that really can't scrape together the money. Now they're going to have to be penalized by the IRS because that's the law, baby. It's official if it goes through. $1,500, like I said, to Uncle Sam. And then, of course, Medicare, you're taking $444 billion out of Medicare. So what does that mean? What are the replacement parts? How do you make the older people who are relying on Medicare, many of you blowing out the phone lines on this show to talk about how it was truly cost-effective for you? It cannot make those people feel comfortable, and there are plenty of people on the Hill who don't feel comfortable about it as well. We're going to let you hear a little bit later on this hour what Senator Chuck Grassley from Iowa has to say. Obviously, he's not going to be on board with this newest version of the bill to get out of the Senate Finance Committee because of the mandate so that everybody has to pay, and a couple of other things, too. And it's still, like I said, fleshing out, probably the better way to say it, what truly is the bottom line here. So 9 months after President Obama pledged in his inaugural address to tackle health care, to expand coverage to millions who lack it, hey, you got to say, in his own personal effort, he has moved the ball forward. Now, in the Senate, it's up to Harry Reid. Of course, he's the majority leader. And the full Senate will begin debating this the week of October 26th, as it stands right now, right? So now you got to look at these bills and you got to combine them. Other things that were passed in health, education, labor, and pensions committees. And what is the reality? The reality is, as an amendment, you could see the public option sneak in there. You have to have 60 votes because that's the only way, naturally, to overcome what could be a GOP filibuster, right? The bottom line is for the final bill, a merged bill, you get the 60 votes or forget about it. So I think there's going to be a big push, a lot of schmoozing, and that's nothing new, with many of the senators who might be kind of waffling, trying to decide which way they're going to go. And this is, like I said, get ready. Most Americans are going to have to purchase insurance. That's going to happen. But there could be federal subsidies that would have to happen for the people that have lower incomes to be able to afford it, because how could they afford this coverage? And what about small businesses? They're going to have help, too, as well. Because if their workers have to be covered, they've got to do something to help them as well. We'll get your thoughts on health care coming up later this hour. But next, do you know how to relax? I think we're going to teach you a thing or two. Stay with us.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Turn off the light, take a deep breath, and relax.
I'll tell you what, if only it were that easy. How many people listening can meditate at the drop of a hat? You're busy, you're slammed, you got kids, you got a business, you got a new baby, but somehow you figure out how to make it work. Your hair's on fire over the politics of the day, but you let it all slide away. I have tried lots of techniques. Now, our next guest here to ATN, Tom Von Deck, says that this is absolutely foolproof. Foolproof relaxation for busy people. So that would be most of the people listening to this radio show. And he is the author of Oceanic Mind, the Deep Meditation Training Course. And he supposedly knows his stuff. I've heard good things about Tom because I did a little bit of an investigation earlier in the day. So he comes highly recommended. Without further ado, he's going to put down his latte. I think he was standing on his head, so we're going to give him a few minutes because he knows how to relax, and then join us here on the air. Hey, Tom.
Hi. Hi, Kate.
You know what? I think it is easier said than done. Obviously, you're skilled in this, but why is it that we have such a hard time relaxing or meditating?
Well, the mind is always going. It's going and going, and it's very hard to stop. And I run across people all the time who tell me that they can't meditate. They think that they can't meditate. Or they went to a retreat, and they had serene experiences during the retreat, but then they couldn't bring those serene experiences back home with them. And for them, I recommend having a personalized strategy, because that's what they're lacking. It's something you don't find in the meditation literature very often at all. But I recommend coming up with a personalized strategy that works for you, that allows consistently deep meditation regardless of how busy your time schedule is, what your spiritual background is, or whatever.
All right, and of course you talk about this in your book, and you have a website, and you give all kinds of advice on this. But tell the people that are listening right now. I mean, there's guys driving home. They're coming off night shift. They just probably ate one last donut, had some coffee. They're a little bit revved up. Might have had one of those 10-hour days because they work 4 10-hour days and then have 3 off. What are some of the things that we can do to begin that process?
Well, every tradition, like every stress reduction tradition, every meditation tradition, yoga, they all have what I call an integration strategy and what I call a warm-up strategy. And I can explain an integration strategy because I think this will really help the listeners.
Cool,
an integration strategy is composed of little acts throughout the day. You can call them interweaves. I sometimes call it the 5-minute intertwine. That are grounding and centering. So like every hour you just take maybe 2 minutes out to do something that's personally meaningful for you, something that takes you to a deep place within, or something that just helps to bring you back into your body. So office yoga is one example of an integration strategy. You're doing little stretches in your chair, and that's bringing you back into your body. Breathing exercises to oxygenate you and lift your consciousness a little bit. If you're Christian-oriented, you can bookmark your favorite biblical passages and carry those with you throughout the day and glance through them, or a favorite Christian song, because these little things are going to open you up. And then, so if you don't feel like you're in love with, you know, Jesus, for instance, in this moment, you can do so. And what there's also self-massage, body wiping. There are all kinds of little things you can do to lift your consciousness. Or diaphragmatic breathing is another one, where you're breathing through the nose and you're allowing your diaphragm to fully expand so that your lungs fully expand. And what happens is there's so much going on behind the scenes when you're doing this. You're only aware of a very small percentage of what's actually going on. And it's after a couple weeks, you know, if you're really agitated, or even a couple days of doing these things, it's going to creep up on you to a point where meditation becomes so much easier. You don't have to spend time warming up when you sit down to do your meditation routine.
Well, that's good to hear. Now, so you don't have to sit down, which I would think, and this might work for some people. What about, and you talk about this, walking meditation. So you just, you get lost in your mind as you're sort of gliding along. How do you do that? How do you walk and meditate at the same time?
Oh, you're just walking very consciously and breathing consciously. You're aware of your heel when it hits the floor, the ball of your foot when it hits the floor, the toe, and it cultivates present moment awareness. And so in every meditation technique, there's an object of focus. And it could be the breath, it could be the feeling of your feet hitting the ground. And when thoughts come up, you take note of that. Your mind is going to wander, so you take note of that. You're conscious of your thoughts. You allow them the space to be what they are. And then you gently bring your mind back to the point of focus. So with walking meditation, that point of focus is the toe, ball, heel. And so walking meditation brings you into present moment consciousness when you're walking.
And is that the key? Is it about being present? Because I think that's part of the problem, Tom, with the thoughts that are in your running through your head. I have to do this. I have a laundry list of things I have to do. Oh, this happened today. I have to have this report done. I have to do whatever, whether it's personal, whether it's professional or whatever. Everybody has it. You have a running scroll in your head. And is there something about learning to be more in the present, right?
Yeah, like we're all running on programs. Mm-hmm. So when we cultivate a more meditative consciousness, we're becoming aware of those programs. And so we're transcending those programs by coming in touch with them and becoming present with ourselves, becoming present with our emotions. Any little stuff that bubbles up to our consciousness that we don't want to see, we usually shut it down with our breath, or we distract ourselves. So developing a meditative awareness in everyday life, it helps you to get to know yourself and get to know the programs, the little thought programs that are running throughout the day. And then you can more effectively deal with them. You can more effectively let go of the ones that don't serve you.
Do you remember the first time you tried to meditate? What was that like?
I don't quite remember. It wasn't that hard because it was the first time. It was probably the joy of a new experience.
Sure.
So it was easy then, and then after a while, it just varied according to my mindset. And then over the years, I found out ways to beat that.
And so you'll do that, too. You'll consult with people. Obviously, you have classes and that kind of thing, or do seminars or appear on shows and whatnot. And that's the idea. You can work with someone individually and figure out what it would take for them to get to that point, right?
Right. I had a teacher a while back who would always ask people what turns you on, because that was always the starting point. Mm-hmm. So maybe the Bible turns you on. Maybe Rumi poetry turns you on.
Mm-hmm.
You find all those things. You find out what works for you, and then you come up with that list, and then you can interweave it throughout the day. And then when you do sit for a half hour or 5 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever at night or in the morning, it just becomes easier when you find all those things that bring you to a special place.
All right, so the website is deepermeditation.net. If you go there, you can also find out more about what Tom does, and there are other things that you could get to get on the road, I think, to opening yourself up to figuring out what would work for you, and also the book is as well. Tom, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so how many people in this audience could actually figure out ways to relax? You know, I was thinking about this when he was saying it. To me, there's just so, like I said, it's the scroll that runs. So maybe it would be the walking thing. I'm not sure. It might be the walking deal for me and just focus on that. But I guarantee, like Stu, like Mark in New York, wonder if Mark in New York, what he would meditate on. His hair gets on fire with everything that happens day in and day out in Washington. So I would say he'd have to completely block out politics, as most of us would have to do, certainly. All right, coming up on the flip side, more about health care reform in the Senate Finance Committee. What did Senator Chuck Grassley say? He thinks it's an abomination, and we'll tell you why next.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, CHEWS.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Comes to the Russians. I mentioned Chuck Grassley there, the senator from Iowa. He thinks that the Senate Finance Committee missed on its mark, too, with the 14-9 vote that passed the bill, the Senator Max Baucus bill, through and now goes on to the Senate October 26th. They'll do the uptake on that and try to meld five bills together. Good luck. It's just a bunch of nonsense, as we know, because none of it really truly makes sense. And the price tag couldn't be more off. It's great. It's like when you pick up something, you know it's too good to be true. You're car shopping and someone tells you, hey, there's this old Beamer. I happen to see it's in mint condition. Or better yet, it's a Mustang. You should see it. Cherry sweet. Unbelievable. 69, too. And they tell you some crazy price. Then you go down and you find out, no, that was just the seats they were talking about. Here's the rest of the story. So Hillary Clinton misses the mark. Russia is saying publicly they are pushing back against the U.S. efforts to threaten the sanctions, the newer sanctions, the tougher ones, if Iran fails to prove its nuclear program is peaceful, if they fail to do that. So this is a huge setback for Barack Obama and his team. They were hoping that the Russians would be there to push against Tehran, and of course they're not going to do that. It does make a difference because the Russians aren't on board, neither are the Chinese, so good luck with that, right? Let's first of all see what happens in a couple of weeks with the so-called inspections, if they actually get carried out and what is uncovered. Coming up in our next segment, we do this day in history. October 14th, you better hurry up and get those Halloween costumes if you're going to dress up as you take your kids around trick-or-treating. Do people still trick-or-treat anymore? You know, it's so sad they have to do these things where you go to community-organized events. My nephew, I think, goes to a thing where the people have their candy, they open it in their trunk, and they're all in this a church parking lot so that everybody sort of knows each other and they feel safe about it, versus the candy could be poisoned or someone could try to snatch your child. Mm. Remember the days in New Jersey when I'd have a giant pillowcase, probably two. My brother would be with me, and I swear we walked to New York. We hit every single house. I know that all of you can relate in Kentucky and everywhere in between. You know what I'm talking about. The good old days when there was the one or two nutballs and it happened five neighborhoods over and it was actually just a rumor and it was like the telephone game and it got exaggerated and you were shocked about the apple in the, you know, the apple that had the razor blade in it. You couldn't believe it. So your mother told you you couldn't accept fruit anymore or you couldn't eat the fruit anyway, right? But that was what we dealt with. Now, it's just so crazy, the things that happen, that can you really blame parents for being paranoid and having to put the kids in the safer environment, I guess, depending on where you live. So anyway, in this day in history, a couple things. In 59, actor Errol Flynn died in Vancouver, British Columbia. I didn't realize he was only 50 years old. Also, in 87, a 58-hour drama began to unfold in a place called Midland, as 18-year-old Jessica McClure slid 22 feet down an abandoned well at a private daycare center. She was rescued. Huge, huge story back in the late 80s when all the cameras were focused. It was good news because she got out. She was wrapped up. They brought her up. And the crowd and the media that was there just went crazy with applause. This was an interesting thing that I came across. It's something that we've talked about on the show before. There's this writer who has said that divorce should be illegal in California. I mean, actually, he's doing it to take a swipe at the fact that gays don't have the same rights as everybody else does in his state of Cali. First they did, and there was the five-month period of getting married. Then there was Prop 8, and, you know, how it's been in California and the pushback and the blowback from that to get something different going on, some other initiatives. Well, anyway, I happened to come across this very, very funny thing that this little ad campaign that he's worked on to ban divorce. So take a listen to the spot.
Right now, traditional marriage is under attack. An epidemic is sweeping our nation. And you have the power to help.
Please, help protect marriage by voting yes on the Marriage Protection Act.
The 2010 California Marriage Protection Act will make it illegal to get divorced in the state of California.
Marriage isn't a used tissue you can just throw away. You have to sleep with that snotty Kleenex for the rest of your life.
A woman shouldn't feel entitled to own property or have control over her financial affairs.
When a man commits to marriage, he's committing to taking care of me forever.
Children of single-parent homes are repulsive and unlovable.
My grandma used to say,
marry in haste, repent in leisure.
And that means don't divorce. She also said,
you made your bed, now go lie in it.
And that means make your bed.
Sure, Jesus still loves you if you get divorced. Just not as much as before.
Hell is eternal, just like your marriage is supposed to be.
John and Kate plus 8 divided by 2 equals mortal sin.
In the olden days, divorces were celebrated by stoning. I mean punished.
You said till death do us part. You're not dead yet.
You can't have spousal abuse without a spouse.
Divorce is unnatural, like polyester, glasses, and Twinkies.
Socialist countries like Canada condone divorce. What did we even fight the communists in World War II for?
If outlawing divorce was good enough for the Babylonians, then it's good enough for California.
If we allow anyone to get divorced, before you know it, people will be divorcing their dogs. Vote yes, because marriage isn't a right, it's a responsibility.
All right, you get the gist of that. Although I know what he's pushing for there. Again, it's that the gay people in California and across the United States should really have the same rights. He's kind of doing a parody. He was all over YouTube. But I started to think about this whole divorce thing. I've had a lot of conversations about this lately with some people I know that are divorced and some people who aren't. I don't understand the laws from state to state. Obviously, it's very different. In Texas, I like to say you can get a drive-through divorce. In 60 days, you can be married and divorced, which is crazy. Something happens, I've changed my mind. She's not as pretty as I thought she was, or whatever reason. And in New Jersey, it's a whole year. You have to wait a whole year before you can get a divorce, which I was stunned when I found that out. So I guess some of the laws, it depends on where you are. I think there should kind of be a cooling off period, don't you? It doesn't have to be a year, but whatever it is, maybe you just had something just got out of control, something financial or something stupid got blown up or whatever. I hope if people are in those situations that they are smart enough to do it on their own and just let things cool off. But like I said, that had nothing to do with that parody because they were going for something completely different than that. I mentioned this earlier, all the czars we have, do we actually have this position? We do. There is a guy who is the federal pay czar, and he's trying to force the three dreaded letters, American International Group, to reduce the $198 million in bonuses that have been promised to employees of the trading unit where the problems are posing a threat to, or they were, if you remember, to the whole global financial stability last year. But the Treasury's special master for compensation, Kenneth Feinberg, is running into lots of legal problems because the bonuses fall outside the new rules against bonus payments at companies receiving government assistance. You see, the bonus agreements at issue were struck before last year's emergency rescues by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, so they're not directly covered by the new rules. And this is the other weird thing with the three dreaded letters. The problem is one that keeps happening because of payments earlier this year to the same employees. The public was furious, and can you blame them? But the government doesn't have much authority in this case. So Feinberg, a.k.a. Financial Czar, or I shouldn't say Financial Czar, I guess that's Tim Geithner, Federal Pay Czar Feinberg, is threatening to reduce the compensation packages he does control. So he's saying, okay, well then screw this. I'm going to come up with something different. I'm going to shrink the pay of the executives, including the new chief. And if the firm doesn't claw back part of the bonuses for the people in the trading unit, then they're going to have to suffer this. And this is what Feinberg does. He monitors and enforces rules on these new pay packages. So he can approve or reject cash payments that exceed $500,000 for the top guys, right? And the new guy at AIG who was hired late in the summer got a compensation package that is nothing compared to the other people that used to be in there, but it includes $3 million initial and about $4 million in stock that he has to hold for 5 years. And then, of course, annual bonuses based on performance. And like everywhere else, there's all kinds of different bonus programs, but AIG paid $165 million in retention bonuses to that financial group in March, and it promised to try and recover most of the money to quell that uproar that happened as a result. And again, they're running into huge roadblocks in this. I don't think they're going to be able to do it. It's just going to be, of course, hitting on the other people in the company. And why wouldn't we be furious about that? Okay, we have to save your bacon, and then we got to worry about the idiots that sank your company and the rest of us in the first place. Oh, they got to get bonuses for crappy work? Give me a break. So you tanked us all, we give you a handout. Don't worry, we don't want to lose you. We're going to give you those bonuses anyway. This day in history, news you can abuse, and birthdays around the bend.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include 2 black Berkey elements and 3 sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 3 sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
Say they're trying to ha-ha-ha-ha-ha. Hey, Donovan, do you understand what they mean by the ha-ha-ha-ha?
Yes.
I know you're not going to answer that. They mean fooling around.
If you would like to believe that.
You're in a snow fog. How much snow is on the ground in Minneapolis?
Actually, not all that much. It's, melted today and hasn't snowed again.
Okay, as somebody who lives there, don't you love, you get that snow the other day and it's all over national news. The big snow in Minneapolis. It wasn't that big, right?
It wasn't that big and it happens every year. I don't understand why it's national news.
It was big time national news.
Now I tell you, the snowstorm in 1987, that was national news.
Oh yeah, how many inches was that? It was crazy.
I don't know, it was like,
ridiculous.
Yeah, 12 inches in like
yeah.
6 hours. But
yeah, it was bad. There's nothing like trying to do that. I was in a blizzard once in Jersey. It was awful. And my friends kept calling me and they're like, Jeff, get out there. Start shoveling now, so that it you don't have to get up in the morning and you're going to have to dig a tunnel. Dig a tunnel out of that front door. Have you ever had to dig a tunnel out of your front door? There's places where you have to do that. Kalamazoo, Michigan, sometimes they get brutal snows, and they've had that a few times in their history where you get snow up to the rooftops. Oh, that sounds awful, doesn't it? You look out and there's nothing to look at because everything's white all around you. Ooh, scary, scary stuff. All right, from the crazy weather to news you can abuse. How about this? We talked about the Elvis Presley hair thing a little bit the other day, and I'm still curious as to what that's going to go for. A couple of you actually sent me emails about it. We didn't get to the mailbag section this time around, but we will tomorrow, which, by the way, speaking of auctions and the hair of Elvis and all that sort of stuff, we will have Harry Rinker with us in the second hour. He joins us for the second segment, and I encourage anyone, if you're still listening, right, and you haven't nodded off to sleep yet because you have to get up for work in 2 hours, you don't want to be bleary-eyed and look like you've had 20 Red Bulls. He is great to ask about sword collections, stamp collections, anything you think of, or just any curiosity about auctions and things to be sold. In fact, in talking about art, he can tell you a lot about counterfeit art. We've had some great discussions on the air and off the air as well. A couple of interesting stories, though, for news you can abuse. Two of them out of California, in fact, Fresno and Sacramento. This one from Fresno. If contented cows produce better milk, because that's what they say, then Cali's dairy industry might be in for kind of a little bit of a boost. The governor has signed a bill banning tail docking. You know what that is? That's when a cow's tail is cut off to keep it from slinging manure. The practice was done on less than 15% of California's 1.5 million dairy cows, but apparently they have a pretty good lobby. So the tail docking bill is one that Schwarzenegger ridiculed as a waste of legislators' time as the battle raged over balancing the state's budget. But he signed it into law, you know, finally after that whole thing, it made sense. Wow, cutting off the tail to keep the slinging manure. Of course, I'm not a farmer. I wouldn't have thought of that. I milked the cow one time. No milk. Just frustration. There's a joke in there. Don't go there. Sacramento. Not even a mayor, I assume, is immune to street crime, sadly. But Sacramento Mayor Kevin Johnson wasn't robbed in his own city. Johnson, remember, is a former NBA star. Used to watch him play. Says he was in San Francisco over the weekend for a conference, put down his belongings near Union Square to help a guy struggling with his stuff, and somebody made off with his suit, a pair of shoes, and some personal items. Not the ones he was wearing, naturally. So, boy, that's a brazen robber stealing from Johnson. I'm sure not recognizing him. Johnson is not a huge guy. He was a really good basketball player. It was fun to watch him. But back in the day, he could certainly run pretty fast. I'm sure he was stunned when that happened. You know, earlier I was talking about divorce and the fact that you can get a divorce so quick in Texas and other places. And then there's other states that have a little more strict laws where you have to have a waiting period. Check out this story from New Jersey. Most divorce disputes don't drag on 12-year-olds, especially over a dough, or on 12 years rather, especially over a dough mixer. But the dough mixer Karen Saruga and Richard Zinn squabbled over isn't, you know, the run-of-the-mill, get-it-at-Best-Buy kind of deal. It's a 6-foot thing that weighs 2 tons. They were fighting over the U.S. trademark for a commercial mixer known as the Artofex Triple Action. It was invented in Switzerland about 100 years ago, and Zinn has been using the Aerofex name in his bakery machine business, even though his ex-wife owned the trademark. A federal judge ruled in Saruga's favor and awarded her company $570,000 in damages, but Zinn's lawyer says they're going to appeal. So this is like never going to end. They're going to fight over this trademark thing and this dough mixer. Well, that's the thing. You get divorced, especially if there's no children involved. Why do you want to still have that person in your life and be haggling over something like the mixer deal? I don't get it. Don't get it. For all our friends in Kentucky, Louisville, up the street from Lexington, here's what they're saying about this new ad campaign. They're dubbing the city the Possibility City. They have one ad showing a young man in Ohio who wants to find a girl with a risque tattoo. Another ad alludes to warnings on erectile dysfunction medications, saying that happiness lasting more than 4 hours is normal. So some people are complaining that it's too risque, these Possibility City ads for Louisville. And the marketing firm that created the campaign says the ads have gotten a positive response. Listen, here's the thing. They've gotten response. Somebody's paying attention. Remember the T-shirts? If you've ever lived back east or been back east, they would say Maryland is for crabs, or Maryland's not just for crabs, or I got crabs in Maryland, or whatever. And they, of course, that was in a state sponsored slogan, but everybody and their brother had those T-shirts, and not a lot of people were happy about it. All right, quickly, stay in history. I already told you, 78 days left in the year. It's the 14th of October. In 1933, Nazi Germany announced it was withdrawing from the League of Nations, surprising actually a bunch of people. In 1968, the first successful live telecast from a manned U.S. spacecraft was transmitted from where? Where? Apollo 7, of course. 10 years ago, President Bill Clinton accused Senate Republicans of recklessness and irresponsibility for defeating the nuclear test ban treaty and pledged the U.S. would refrain from actually testing despite the treaty's rejection. I remember that naturally. 5 years ago, the Treasury Department announced that the federal deficit had surged to a record $413 billion in fiscal 2004. We don't even want to talk about the deficit anymore. Quickly, let's go to birthdays. Do we have a little birthday muzak? I don't know why, but I thought he was one of the great Bonds of all time. Actor Roger Moore is 82 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, fashion designer Ralph Lauren is 70 years old. You can throw this one into the heap as well. Actor Harry Anderson from Night Court, 57 years old. Golf Hall of Famer Beth Daniel is 53, won a couple of U.S. Opens, at least one, I think. New York Yankees manager in the thick of the playoffs now, Joe Girardi, 45 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, Usher, just 31 years old. Jordan Brower, an actor, is 28 years old. Natalie Maines, controversial member of the Dixie Chicks. Country singer, of course, 35 years old. Actor John Seda is 39 years old. And singer Karen White is 44 years old. I'm going to leave you with this one. Country singer Melba Montgomery is 71. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy, happy birthday to you. Lean in close when you blow out those candles.
Destiny has her hand on my back, and she's pushing.